Harper Audio presents Pretty Little Liars 7, Heartless, by Sarah Shepard, performed by Cassandra Morris. Copyright 2010 by Alloy Entertainment and Sarah Shepard. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. If I Only Had a Heart. Tin Man, The Wizard of Oz. Lost and Found. Ever have something really important just up and vanish without a trace? Like that vintage Poochie scarf you wore to the 9th grade formal. It was around your neck the whole night, but when it was time to head home, poof, gone. Or that gorgeous gold locket your grandmother gave you. Somehow it grew legs and just walked away. But lost things don't just disappear into thin air. They have to be somewhere. Four pretty girls in Rosewood have lost very important things too. Things much bigger than a scarf or necklace. Like the trust of their parents. An Ivy League future. Purity. And they thought they lost their childhood best friend, too. But maybe not. Maybe the universe returned her, safe and sound. But just remember, the world has a way of balancing out. When something is given back, something else must be taken away. And in Rosewood, that could be anything. Credibility. Sanity. Lives. Aria Montgomery was the first to arrive. She tipped her bike onto the crushed gravel drive, plopped down under a lavender weeping willow, and ran her fingers through the soft, clipped lawn. Just yesterday, the grass had smelled like summer and freedom, but after all that had happened, the scent no longer filled Aria with liberated glee. Emily Fields appeared next. She was wearing the same faded, nondescript jeans and lemon-yellow Old Navy tee she'd had on the night before. The clothes were wrinkled now, as if she'd slept in them. "Hey," she said listlessly, lowering herself down next to Aria. At the exact same moment, Spencer Hastings emerged from her front door, a solemn look on her face, and Hannah Marin slammed the door to her mom's Mercedes. "So," Emily finally broke the silence when they were all together. "So," Aria echoed. Simultaneously, they turned and looked at the barn at the back of Spencer's yard. The night before, Spencer, Aria, Emily, Hannah, and Allison De Laurentiis, their best friend and leader, were supposed to have had their long-awaited end-of-7th-grade sleep over there. But instead of the party lasting until dawn, it had ended abruptly before midnight. Far from being the perfect kickoff to summer, it had been an embarrassing disaster. None of them could make eye contact, nor could they look next door at the big Victorian house that belonged to Allison's family. They were due over there any minute, but it wasn't Allison who'd invited them over today. It was her mother, Jessica. She'd called each girl mid-morning, saying Allison hadn't turned up after breakfast. Was she at one of their houses? Allie's mom hadn't seemed too alarmed when they said no, but when she called back a few hours later, reporting that Allie still hadn't checked in, her voice was thin and high-pitched with distress. Aria tightened her ponytail. "None of us saw where Allie went, right?" They shook their heads. Spencer gently prodded at a purple bruise that had appeared on her wrist that morning. She had no idea when she'd hurt herself. There were a few scratches on her arms, too, as if she'd gotten tangled in a vine.
"And she didn't tell anyone where she was going?" Hannah asked.
Each girl shrugged. "She's probably off somewhere fun," Emily concluded in an Eeyore voice, hanging her head.
The girls had nicknamed Emily Kip.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?